Yeah.
Canto 5, The Finding of the Soul, the middle of page 529 to the end of Canto 5. The immortal's thoughts displaced our bounded view. The immortal's thoughts, earth's drab idea and sense. All things now bore a deeper, heavenlier sense. A glad, clear harmony marked their truth's outline, reset the balance and measures of the world. Each shape showed its occult design, unveiled, God's meaning in it for which it was made, and the vivid splendor of his artist's thought, a channel of the mighty mother's choice. The immortal's will took into its calm control our blind or erring government of life, a loose republic once of wants and needs, then bowed to the uncertain sovereign mind. Life now obeyed to a diviner rule, and every act became an act of God. In the kingdom of the lotus of the heart, love chanting its pure hymeneal hymn, made life and body mirrors of sacred joy, and all the emotions gave themselves to God. In the naval lotus broad imperial range, its proud ambitions and its master lusts were tamed into instruments of a great calm sway, to do a work of God on earthly soil. In the narrow nether center's petty parts, its childish games of daily dwarf desires was changed into a sweet and boisterous play, a romp of little gods with life in time. In the deep place where once the serpent slept, there came a grip on matter's giant powers for large utilities in life's little space. A firm ground was made for heaven's descending might. Behind all reigned her sovereign deathless soul, casting aside its veil of ignorance. Allied to gods and cosmic beings and powers, it built the harmony of its human state, surrendered into the great world mother's hands. Only she obeyed her soul's supreme behest. In the enigma of the inconscient world, a secret soul behind supporting all, its master and witness of our ignorant life, admits the person's look and nature's role. But once the hidden doors are flung apart, then the veiled king steps out in nature's front. A light comes down into the ignorance, its heavy, painful knot loosens its grasp. The mind becomes a mastered instrument, and life a hue and figure of the soul. All happily grows towards knowledge and towards bliss. A divine puissance then takes nature's place and pushes the movements of our body and mind. Possessor of our passionate hopes and dreams, the beloved despot of our thoughts and acts, she streams into us with her unbound force. Into mortal limbs, the immortal's rapture and power. An inner law of beauty shapes our lives. Our words become the natural speech of truth. Each thought is a ripple on a sea of light. Then sin and virtue leave the cosmic lists. They struggle no more in our delivered hearts. Our acts chime with God's simple natural good, or serve the rule of a supernal right. All moods unlovely, evil, and untrue forsake their stations in fierce disarray and hide their shame in the subconscious desk. Then lifts the mind a cry of victory. O soul, my soul, we have created heaven. Within we have found the kingdom of God here. Of God, his fortress built in a loud, ignorant world. Our life is entrenched between two rivers of light. We have turned space into a gulf of peace and made the body a capital of bliss. What more, if more must still be done in the slow process of the evolving spirit, in the brief stage between a death and birth, A first perfection stage is reached at last. Out of the wood and stone of our nature stuff, a temple is shaped where the high gods could live. Even if the struggling world is left outside, one man's perfection still can save the world. There is one, a new proximity to the skies, a first betrothal of the earth to heaven, a deep concordant between truth and life. A camp of God is pitched in human time.